Hello again, and welcome to Time for Brass, Manx Radio's special programme for brass band enthusiasts the world over. I'm Ian Cottier, and tonight I'm bringing you the fifth in my series of bands around the world. Five bands ranging from Russian silver here in the Isle of Man to Scotland, the continent of Europe, and the United States of America. And so, let's get started, and our opener comes from four times European champions, five times world champions, Brass Band Villebroek, the current Belgian champions.
Thank you.
And that was T.J. Powell's March the Bombardier, played by the recently crowned, for the fifth time, European champions brass band Villebroek. We'll be hearing them again later in the programme, but now we're off across the Atlantic to a band that has made a very big impression on its European visits. It's the Brass Band of Central Florida, founded as recently as 1999 in a musical environment that favoured wind bands and marching bands. Comprising talented musicians keen to promote British-style brass, the band has in its short lifetime achieved success and acclaim both at home and on its forays across the Atlantic. Here they are now to play a very well-known work by Maurice Ravel, Bolero. Thank you. Bolero. It's a long step from Central Florida to Serbi in the Isle of Man, but that's what we're doing now as Bobby Corkish of Russian Silver steps into the spotlight for tonight's first solo. Bobby is a very talented young man who's nowadays only in the Russian Silver ranks when he is home on leave, for he's had joined the army as a bandsman. Here he is now to play a solo that's been popular for generations. Iona.
Thank you.
Bobby Korkish of Russian Silver playing Iona. Brass band history and fine music combine now as Brigus and Rastrick play Herbert Howell's Pageantry, for that was the British Open test piece when Brigus completed a hat-trick of wins in 1934. There are three movements, King's Herald, the stately Cortege, and the exciting conclusion, Jousts. Shifts of style that demand a high level of musical awareness from the conductor and from the band.
Thank you.
Briggs & Rastrick playing Pageantry, 90 years on from the completion of their British Open hat-trick in 1934. We've heard four of tonight's chosen bands so far, with the fifth all ready to go. It's one of Scotland's premier bands, Whitburn. Their first choice is a setting by their conductor, Andrew Duncan, of the Scottish traditional melody which accompanies Robert Burns' poem, Ye Banks and Braes. And to follow that, Russian Return with a particular favourite of mine, an arrangement by Howard Snell of Winter from Vivaldi's suite The Four Seasons. Nicely played. Russian, the band that I joined as a teenager. America has a long tradition of band marches, not only by John Philip Sousa, but by a crop of others, all scored originally for what we would call wind band. But here's an American band, Central Florida, to play a British band classic, William Rimmer's Ravenswood. And then Whitburn return with something quite different, the rock and roll style of the 1950s, but actually from the soundtrack of the 1978 film, which catapulted two little-known artists to international stardom, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Yes, you've got it. Grease.
Thank you.
I remember it well, and although the film dates from 1978, for many people, myself included, it was nostalgic of the popular music of the 1950s. So, back now to the reigning European champions, brass band Villebrook, and a short piece which links them with another European champion band, Norway's Eikanger Bjørsvik, which became a British-style brass band as recently as 1971. Band members Reid Gilje wrote a dramatic concert opener called Opening Night at Las Vegas. And then Briggs & Rastrick draws towards tonight's closers with Lucy Cutt playing an arrangement for flugelhorn of John Ireland's hymn tune Love Unknown.